Yeah, just going back to your earlier
Sure.
question about if I'd seen any kids develop, grow right in front of me, my eyes. And in general, the kids who go abroad, study abroad, right, go to, well, we have several choices here,
Sure.
the China, the US, Australia, they seem to grow a lot faster. They change a lot faster, right? And you can really see it. And the other students who don't go abroad, I don't really notice that much of a change in them.
I think more so getting, as a Japanese person, getting out of Japan and seeing the rest of the world, I think that is like the key to personal development for anybody as a university student, as a person, to get outside, see the world, see how different people live. Some live in mountains, some live on the beach, some live in huts, some live in, horrible mansions with Donald Trump and his lot. And people live in different ways to see that. And to experience it, it's not just your neighborhood, it's not just your state, it's not just, your immediate peer group. That really is the key to human growth. On the other hand, what I don't like to hear is the idea from kids, and sometimes it's given to them by some of their teachers, that the only way I can really learn how to speak English is to leave this university.
Right.
And I don't like to hear it. For a lot of reasons. One, I don't like to admit the truth because that's the truth that really is for most kids the best way to really learn the language. But if that's the truth, me as a university instructor, being that means that I'm part of a system that's kind of a problem. What are we charging money for then? Because it is not at all a strange expectation for a kid to begin a program in French at any university, and even if they didn't study a lot of French in high school, to go through 4 years of education of French and expect that kid to become fluent by the time that they graduate. Whereas in Japan, that is an extreme expectation. You cannot expect, even if they did study English for 4 years, that they will actually come out speaking, reading, and writing English.
All right. But again, outliers. There are lots of Japanese people who have not traveled abroad or studied abroad, and they can speak English. I've met some,
But
yeah.
you've said that they're outliers, right?
You're right.
Okay, so these are not, this isn't the norm.
No, but
And
it's possible.
of course it's
Yeah.
possible, but what's the norm? The norm in university in Canada or America or in Europe is that if you take up a program, you do what you're told, and you continue as you should, and you graduate, and you get okay grades, 2.9, 3.1. That you'll come out learning that language,
Right.
that you're going to be functional in that language. You can go work in Germany with the German that you've learned. That's the norm. And yes, I don't know what the numbers are, but like I would say, what, 65, 70% of students who go through that program will come out with that result. What's 65, 70% in Japan? They will not be able to speak this language.
All right. Well, the requirements are more rigorous in an American university. They're going to say, okay, you want to learn this language, X language. You're going to have four of these classes a week at least, and lab time. You have to go into the lab and put the headphones on.
Whereas in Japan, the expectations are different. They begin at junior high school. There's mandatory English education from junior high school to high school, and then mandatory education again in university. So a total of something like 8 years of English education, double the amount of time that's necessary for a university student in North America. You put it into that perspective, what's all of this money being spent in Japan? So I see myself as being part of a problem that needs to address that. These kids, quite rightfully so, believe that they have to leave the Japanese education system to actually achieve their goal. If that's the case, what is the Japanese education system doing?
Decompress.
Decompress, yeah, decompress, yeah. Go dye your hair.